Welcome to the Crime Juicy Cocktail Hour. I'm Carrie Ann. With me is Becca and Krista, where we discuss true crime, cults, and controversy.
Today's topic is Nature Boy.
Not wrong.
Maybe, possibly. Who knows?
But who is Nature Boy?
Krista, can you give us just the basics on what we're dealing with on this cultish figure that actually has a good point on a lot of subjects?
A woman by the name of Kayla Reed decided to join him and his followers in Costa Rica. As soon as this white woman joined a group of African-American people flipped out. Mm-hmm. And that's when they became known as a cult. Even though Mr. Nature Boy, Mr. Bishop, or God, which he refers to himself as well.
Yes. Sometimes a demigod, sometimes chief, the master chief.
Yes, there's that. And, you know.
And all of our higher selves.
Yes, yes, which is all one. So you can't disagree with him.
No.
Then you're hurting yourself. She joined their cult. Everybody freaked out. And that's when they became public. That's when people mm-hmm. started to pry into what they were doing, wanting to know why this group of actually well-educated people were choosing to no longer live the societal norms. And that's mm-hmm. when they became a cult. They got kicked out of what?
They got kicked out of Costa Rica. They got kicked out of Nicaragua. They got kicked out of Panama. And recently they've been kicked out of Hawaii.
Yep. And I would play with sea turtles too. So that's.
Absolutely. They got kicked out of Hawaii for breaking COVID-19 quarantine to play with sea turtles. So can you blame them?
They did play with the sea turtles?
Yes. They did play with the sea turtles.
That is illegal. You can't mess with those fucking turtles.
Well, there's that. And then the quarantine. So,
unless you see a turtle upside down on a rock, do I think you should do that?
Well, I guess I wouldn't play with them, but I would like to sit near them and watch them.
Better.
Yes.
Oh, but I get away really slowly across the beach on a turtle. Yeah.
Yep.
You
guys are grounded from going into this cult. Because he's not wrong.
No.
Because he's not wrong. So the things that he's not wrong about. So basically, Carbon Nation, well, they go by Carbon Nation, Nature Boy's cult. Now they're Carbon Nation. They were previously known as Melanation. So Nature Boy, he is the founder of this group. You know, since being called a cult in 2017, he's been like, fuck yeah, bitch, I am a cult. And, you know, kind of owning that and being like, we're a culture. So he was born in Harlem. He was born a crack baby. His parents died when he was very young, and he was adopted by the bishops.
Did we ever find out if they were black or white?
Shit. Oh, we did not. He said he was, so the bishops were Pentecostal. He grew up with a lot of Bible shoved down his throat, and he said through the process of it, he resisted the Bible, but he also fell in love with Jesus and was very encapsulated or drawn in by the book. At the same time that he was repelled by it. He said the bishops were very physically abusive to him. They were emotionally, kind of mentally abusive as well. He wasn't allowed to have lights in his room, stuff like that. So when he was a teenager, he would run away from home a lot and be in the streets. And the bishops eventually put him in a group home. So he was bouncing in between the streets and the group home and committed some armed robberies, other robberies, that kind of stuff, and did jail time between the age of 14 and 19, including being put on a psych ward. And he says he looks back upon this as a training ground and that he missed getting the programming of high school, which was a good thing, which brings. So from there, when he got out of prison, he became a porn star and an erotic performer and a male stripper. And then from there, he became a barber, opened up a barber shop, really threw himself into it. But it wasn't fulfilling him. So he got an RV and took a road trip down to Florida. And through this process, through this road trip, he had all of these revelations that the earth realm is inside of our bodies. Everything is one. He also discovered we've got to get closer to the sun. We need to be like in the tropics. He believes that that you need to get melanized. The more melatonin you have, the more intelligent you get. And, you know, his rationale was like, why aren't we living in the tropics? We get all of our shit from the tropics. Why are we not there? We should be here. He sees cities. He sees our culture. They call it Babylon. And cities are a cancer, and that cancers are inherently suicidal. They come into this realm. They don't understand that they're different from the realm. They turn other cells into itself, and in result, kill the host and then self-destruct. And he likens this to the human condition in that when you're part of Babylon, when you live in this culture, you send your kids to school, you're reproducing yourself as a cancer reproduces itself. But we don't have to do that. We can become healing cells and reproduce ourselves in that way. And that is what he has been trying to do with, you know, himself and his followers. So the first place he tried to go was Guatemala. He had a lot of social media followers by this point, and he was like sharing his teachings, that sort of thing, you know, stopped bathing, got to defecate through the trees because the soil belongs to the earth. And if you're not giving the soil to the earth, you're in an abusive relationship with the planet. Once again, there's a lot of things in his teachings where it's like, you're not wrong. He's not wrong. So he tries to go to Guatemala with a bunch of his followers who he thinks will be women. He shows up at the airport. There's like three dudes, and he's like, where are my girls? And one of the guys, yeah?
We have to also interject there that the reason he thought that there would be a bunch of women is because of social media.
Yes.
He's very, very involved in social media, and he took advantage of that.
Yes, he did.
Or he's trying to, or he was trying to at the time anyways.
Definitely. And he's got like 17,000 followers, something like that, which gets confusing when you get into the cult rhetoric because you've got followers versus the people that are actually involved in his group. So it gets murky as to like who are his followers versus social media followers. So he gets to the airport and there's like three dudes there and he's like, what the fuck? And one of them's like, I've got $20,000. And the other one's like, I speak Spanish. And I forget what the other one did. So he was like, okay, cool. So Guatemala doesn't work out. They go to Honduras. That doesn't work out. They end up in Costa Rica and end up being on some land where, you know, they put the call out and more people come to be with them. And one of those people was Kayla Reed, also known as Sunray. And that's when the media started paying attention to them. And Kayla saw a video of his and was following him on social media, got in touch with him. Within 2 weeks, she left Newfoundland, Canada to go be with him. Nature Boy said that it would be useful to him to have a Caucasian voice to spread his message. She would give him the platform to spread his message that he didn't have on his own. So, you know, one thing that he is very upfront about is that he is a narcissist. He doesn't want you. He wants you to do what he wants you to do. And that he's always got an agenda that he's mapping onto every person and situation. So that was the agenda that he mapped onto her. And I think in doing so, he kind of outmaneuvered himself because this is where a lot of his group's troubles began.
Very much so. Because before that, nobody really bothered them. Nobody really cared what they were doing. Mm-hmm. It was just a group of people that lived together.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way that he, like, when they interviewed him, he did come off very... He could have approached that situation a lot better, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, but that's how he is. I mean, if you watch all of his videos from even before that time, that's just the way he is. And but his message is very, 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 very appealing.
What mm-hmm. I liked, what he explained was, you know, he was really getting sick and tired of getting arrested, you guys. Okay. And let's just go to Guatemala. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
I can't do nothing. I've tried everything. I was a porn star. I was a barber. I've tried it all.
I owned my own business. Like, I was mm-hmm. good. Like, I was mm-hmm. well off, but it's
as good
still
as I
sucked.
Could be. As good as I could be, anyway.
Yes. Uh-huh. As good as they would let me. You know?
He wanted to be close to the tropics because he believed that all of humanity needs to be getting that like light spectrum to actualize our full selves. But also because, there's less supervision.
Cults, and we can move to South Sandwich Island. There's only a population of like 75, and then the rest are like penguins.
We can join the penguin cult. Rule number one, you just got to cuddle in a pile to stay warm.
Yes. Well, I think it's really like a science island, so I don't know if you can actually live there, but I want to live in South. It's South.
We'll let David negotiate our being there.
Got it. But sorry, that was a little, but islands, they're great. Like if I was going to be like, let's go to an island, who the hell knows where South Sandwich Island is? Not many
juicy cult. We could be juicy cult. It would be great.
We can't go on an island, man. We can't go on an island. You guys get an island.
I have a question
about it. So, okay, the subtropical, or is it tropical or subtropical? I mean, what's our difference? Okay, tropical. So equator shit, right, girls?
Yes.
It's in tropical. Okay. Tropicals by the tropics, not the equator.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Like the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, right?
So we're not talking about the latitude all around the planet that's super warm?
Yeah, not the center one, not the equator, the two that are on either side of it.
You know, he might have a fucking point.
Dude, have you seen their skin? They're all freaking glowing.
Gorgeous. They're beautiful freaking people.
There is no ashiness anywhere to be found. I'm sorry to go there, but that's like a really important thing. Mm-hmm. Like your health does really come through like your skin. So are they really like that unhealthy as well? Like,
yeah, physically they seem in good shape. Mentally, I watched some interviews with people who left melanation or carbonation. This woman named Serenity, she went by Serenity there, and she ended up leaving because Nature Boy was claiming to be able to heal people of illnesses and stuff. And he told a fellow member of the group that he had healed her of HIV. And that ended up getting posted to social media. So her and her partner found out and confronted them about it. Like, hey, we don't have HIV and you didn't cure us of it. And he ended up having to walk it back. It became a thing. They left, that sort of thing. So he was definitely doing that. He also was telling everyone that he was their higher self. So, you know, you've got this, we're all one, but I am your higher self. So if you disagreed with him, he'd come at you. And if, you know, when you believe him, that's your higher self reacting to you negatively. So it trains you to not disagree with Nature Boy under the guise of like aligning with your higher self. It's a form of taking away people's power and imposing his own moral compass onto them. So, you know, it's so strange. It's this thing where like his philosophy and like the philosophy of the group and their healthy aspects of their lifestyle and being in tune with nature and getting right by the planet, like they're not wrong. But then you get this narcissistic shadow over the whole thing, like manipulating the situation.
He does require all of your bank account information, credit card, anything that is like a benefit to him, and controls that, even like your passport and everything you do. That part is totally controlled, even though he makes you think it's you're willingly okay with it.
Right.
Well, he's got to keep his group together because they have been running for a second. So I can't just let you guys run all over the island today. And that starts to become that quarantine nervousness that now we all can understand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't leave the boat. No. You know, and so I can see kind of that. And then the money thing, we do need shelter. And we do need a house, and we are in this realm still, even though he's in the jungle, he thinks he's not, because they're still living in houses. They're not out there like that dude on YouTube with the stick making the damn swimming pool.
No. I wonder if they would leave it alone if that's what they did, like build their own oasis. Like, yeah, we
but
don't.
We are
like,
not allowed to do that. Where can you do that? Where are you allowed to do that if you don't own the land?
Yeah.
I mean, and it seemed like they were allowed to do that until they were framed as kind of luring and kidnapping a white woman.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Good point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people weren't paying attention to him until Kayla Reed disappeared, and she left her family without telling them where she was going. And the first time they saw her since her disappearance, it had been weeks, was in a YouTube video or a social media video that Nature Boy posted, and she was with them. So, you know, she's been missing, and then they're like, oh my God, she's in this cult filled with savages, and just all of these awful stereotypes start to, like, weave this story that...
Yeah, and then that's when the... That's when they were officially labeled a cult.
Yes.
Like, officially got that title by the media.
Okay, so you guys, there's people out there that don't know what a cult means. And cult.
A cult.
Yes. I think when people are talking about cult things or cult whatever, that's what they think we're saying when we're actually saying a cult. And there's no way to differentiate that word.
True.
We are talking about a cult, not a cult.
Yes.
So they're not cult, not o cult.
Yes.
Would you agree they're not an occult cult?
No.
No, not at they're all. Not an occult cult.
No, not at all.
No.
No. No.
So where is Nature Boy now?
In jail in Hawaii, right? And then they're being shipped back to the mainland after his 90 days. Or they already sent some of them back and he's still there.
They pled guilty to breaking quarantine, and I think they're trying to get him out as soon as possible.
And then Hawaii's paying for them to come back.
I found in the Big I news, Big Island news, was that he's already off the island with two other of his cohorts, which they didn't report where they were going. They could be going anywhere. And that they were doing a state thing where they've got this fund where they can send like homeless people back or people back from Hawaii on the plane, and they had to get enough funds for the rest of them to get them out.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Want them out. But none of them tested positive for the coronavirus, not one of them.
Awesome. Well, it's because of all that UVB.
Yeah.
From the tropics.
And the fruit, the mangoes and pineapples and bananas.
Oh, we should just move to the tropics. Fuck it.
Well, because doesn't he also have that theory of you don't eat anything unless it is offered?
Yes. Yes. To you? Yeah, so fruits are offered to you by the planet. He said he got into arguments with vegans over eating vegetables because, like, you're not supposed to eat vegetables. You're just supposed to eat fruit.
Makes you think.
It does.
Well, I mean, they have plant-based hamburgers now that taste like real hamburgers. Mm-hmm. So.
We got options.
Have you had one?
They're amazing. And I am not a vegetarian or a vegan, but I will eat a plant-based burger any day.
I had one.
But I put cheese on it. So, you know, I put cheese on it. So
it's that means you're vegetarian, right? If you put cheese.
Yes.
But I'm also a carnivore. But either way, I'm happy. I like veggie burgers too. So, but anyways.
I digress.
Yeah. But they found a way to make plants technically bleed.
Isn't that crazy?
Vegetables?
The beet ferment thing?
Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, I've been a vegetarian since I was like six, and I've never had red meat. I had one of those Impossible burgers. It creeped me out. I've never had a texture like it before. I like woke up in the middle of the night after eating it like, I've done something terrible. It was good, though. It was like entirely different than anything I've ever had in my mouth before. It was good. It was delicious.
But yeah, so that brings that to the point of... It needs to, I guess, fruit offers itself more. Is it because it's like more appealing to the eye? Is that why he feels like it's offered?
It's the part of the plant that isn't part of its body. You know, it's like the egg of the plant or like the, you know, it's what carries the seeds in it. Like it's the part of the plant that isn't a part of its body, but like is released to reproduce itself. I don't know if that's, I don't really know what his like.
No, you're correct.
Yeah.
Because that's what flowers do. That's what, you know, there's our bees. You know, this is what, this is a little bird. Monkeys are for apples. I don't know. You know, that's, you know. I mean, think about it.
Some vegetables do that too. So if it's a vegetable that offers itself up to you, like an eggplant or a cucumber. Right.
There you go.
Those are technically or fruit, tomato. Right? Or?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Tomato's a fruit.
Tomato is a fruit. But like.
The tomatoes are okay.
But like pineapples, don't pineapples grow in the ground?
Yeah.
You like to do that. So. What kind of juice can we have in this cult?
Do they eat lettuce? Is lettuce offers itself up to you? I'm just trying to figure out what the rationale is. Yes. And like, there's so many like vegetables that are like, I am here. Take me. Right. Just like fruit. And they're both visually appealing. So like.
Potatoes are visually appealing as soon as you dig them up. You haven't had a good potato from the garden and you have one? Hop back.
Oh my God. We've got so many potatoes growing in my garden. Other garden thing. We got elephant garlic to work. We've been harvesting elephant garlic.
Garlic homegrown is the best. It's like a tomato.
Oh my God. It's so good. But anyway. So. Oh, no problem. Digressing.
They're going to love it.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about what draws people to Carbonation, to Nature Boy. One thing, a cult expert came in and was basically like, they're calling themselves a cult because they basically
took the
terminology and ran with it. They're like, hell yeah. You know that it's not necessarily a negative thing, but, you know.
It works because now they can go online and like donate to our cause.
Yes. Which they
do. We're a cult, but our cause is not wrong, you know? So
I like the slant as a PR person. I think a cause sounds much better than a cult.
Well, and their cause is to not be part of society.
Yeah.
Right.
But they also need society to fund their lifestyle.
Yep. And anyone who's been around hippie culture knows that those who don't believe in money need yours the most.
Back true. That's really good for your age to know that.
Oh my gosh. But the cult expert said, you know, anyone can be drawn into a cult that just takes the right time. You know, it's if you're in a transition period, if you're feeling anytime where you've got kind of a breakdown of identity happening and feel directionless or like out of control, aka literally all of us right now. At this point in time. I mean, it's a very vulnerable time for all of us.
Another side rail. Did they use the protesting fund to get out of jail at all? Because could they say that they were protesting the quarantine?
Oh, right.
I'm just wondering. Because they have like an excess of money. So just wondering.
If I was their fiduciary, I would advise it.
Definitely.
Like, but yeah.
What are they going to do? I got to get out of Hawaii right now. Just like
I'm honestly surprised that we haven't seen any recent videos like asking or like GoFundMes or anything because it's going to come because like you said, right now, all of us, everybody right now is like in a state of some type of turmoil.
Yeah, 100%.
Inner turmoil, exterior turmoil. There's just so much going on that people are really malleable right now.
Yeah, like, which is maybe the perfect time to start our cult on Sandwich Island.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not a cult, we're a cause. Gotta get that right.
Is to live with penguins because penguins are assholes, but at least you know they're assholes.
Exactly. And that actually brings me around to another aspect of this story, the Nature Boy cult, because you've got the charismatic leader that's Nature Boy. He is so charismatic, he can tell you the awful truth, and you'll be like, man, I appreciate your honesty. I will suck your dick and give you all my money. Like, you know, he's straight up like, I'm a narcissist. It's all about me. When you talk, I don't listen. I'm in my own agenda. Like, very upfront about like, he is manipulating you and that if he wants you in his group, he will get you in his group. But at the same time, he's telling you that he's your higher self. He's a prophet. He is like God embodied, you know? So he's telling you like all of this at once and people follow him, you know? But there's something, it's so weird. It's like overt deception, but it's not deception, but it is.
Well, and I'm sure he probably knows how to take certain approaches with certain people because.
Oh yeah. That's what they do. That's part of their MO is they figure you out and then they get you at an angle and then they isolate you from the group a tiny bit, make you feel special.
In some way, because you know, all of those women have slept with him and probably all of those men.
That's a good thing to bring up. Do you think it's everybody?
Maybe. Oh. I mean, they say that, you know, oh, this is the father of my child, but do they really know? You don't have to be blood to be a father, but, you know, like, do they really know if that is their, like, biological child, or are they just being told that? Because maybe one night they had an orgy or something. Who knows? Like, maybe they're doing that stuff. Another thing to note is that all of the children are really young. I think the oldest is, what, maybe 3?
Maybe. So we can't ask him any questions really right now at all. Anyway.
No, it's a new phenomenon. Like, this is all very... very new.
Yeah, it's like the beginning stages of anything. And right now it's going to be the time that they're going to grow if they're going to. They'll either just completely flatten out or it's going to become a huge thing.
I think it's getting ready to become a huge thing. Have you seen the followers he's got on YouTube?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, they're getting vindicated by the world because, again, he's not wrong about so many things that he says. You know, he's not wrong about racism. He's not wrong about the human farming and like the sophisticated slavery of what he calls Babylon. You know, he's got all of these concepts that make a lot of sense. And
it's gonna seem alien to us, whatever it is that's opposite of Babylon or whatever we're in, is going to seem very abhorrent, you know, and we didn't like how he talked to Kayla. Let's be real. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, he was very demeaning. It was just like he admitted he was very much using her to get his voice out there. And she willingly did it. But in the video where that's like what they had an interview with, like CNN or CBS or something like that, like she does not look happy.
She looked like, really disoriented.
She looked like she was, like, tripping on something, honestly. Like, maybe she was.
Who knows? That kid looked like she was never happy. You know what she was talking about with her parents and her thing to come home was, like, get me a phone and my own space. So she wanted her own room and for them to pay for a phone. I mean, that seems so...
And then they took away her phone when she got back there.
I'd take that bitch's phone away. I don't know.
I'm that type of, maybe they were hurting her, maybe they weren't, but you gotta let your kids figure shit out for themselves because if you don't, like, they're gonna wild out. Now, like, if my child was 16 and did that, I would freak out. But I would go to Costa Rica and knock some fucking doors
and
down.
And she was 20. She was 20.
You know, but, like, if my child...
20-year-old is different.
Yeah, like, if they want to make that decision, until I know for, like, definite fact, because you know your child. If you've, you know, like, you know... when your child is in distress, you know, like you just know, even if it's just a phone conversation and sometimes even just like an email, you can just tell because it's like not them. And then, but you don't need to get the whole world involved. Just go take care of it yourself.
Well, another thing the cult leader was saying is like when people think their family members are in cults and try to get them out, they try to keep it internal. They don't blow it up. Like blowing this up was a very unique situation. This doesn't usually happen when people try to rescue their family members from something they think is bad for them.
Didn't help that it was a group of black people. There was like, 20 of them and one white woman.
That breaks their brain pans. It was killing them.
Yes. It was like, oh no.
The interview with her was interesting because she did seem really disoriented and Nature Boy was leading her the entire time. You know, and she could barely speak for herself because she was so used to relying on him to tell her what was okay to say. Just the way
Do you think she just had a couple of shots, maybe?
But they don't drink.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. I tried to defend.
See them doing shrooms.
There you go.
Because it's natural.
That's true.
Oh, it's so hard. I can't imagine being like on a camera in that state of mind. I think that's just big with all, like, the big question of all of this is like, okay, aside from like Nature Boy being like out there and manipulative, and also aside from Nature Boy being not wrong, and aside from their lifestyle, and aside from them getting kicked out of all these countries and breaking quarantine to play with sea turtles, and again, who the fuck wouldn't want to go see a sea turtle? Have they been treated fairly by governments, by the media, by society?
Up until Kayla, nobody was bothering them. Nobody cared. They just let them do what they wanted to do. I mean, it'd be interesting to talk to somebody in Costa Rica, like, about them. If they
A couple of neighbors.
Like, a neighbor or something. To be like, what, like, were they really that bothersome?
The interesting thing is he did want to get his message out farther, but they also didn't want to be bothered. So it was an interesting trade-off because he definitely did accomplish what he wanted to with Kayla being there, but it kind of blew up in his face because it got the message like way the fuck out there.
Yeah, but then he got kicked out of the entire country of Costa Rica.
Yeah, but he kicked out of all these countries and still have those followers. And even if they just each sent him, what, a cent? I mean, that would be like a dollar, but let's say 10%. Because a lot of them, like, are those repeat customers. Like, when you see his views, that's what you also want to look at. So people are looking at his update, his downloads. Is that what he calls them?
Yep, calls them his downloads, because... Well, they have the software, but not the...
Hardware.
Kayla had the hardware, but not the software.
Oh, no, the other way around. Yeah, so his theory or his teaching is that the sun manifested itself on Earth as the archetype, and the archetype is the Black woman. Over time, humanity has been degraded to the point where some people have the body of the archetype and some people have the mind of the archetype. So Black women have the hardware, white women have the software, which is pretty fucking misogynistic and objectifying, but that's where they're going for. So he's like, Kayla's got the software. The software is the mind, the hardware is the body. It's a really objectifying way to talk about women. You know, on one hand, it's like women are the manifestation of God on earth. On the other hand, we're tools, essentially. It's an interesting like thing because he's saying like he's God, but like the archetype's God, but God's a tool and he's the higher self. And, you know, I'd like to see a flowchart of how all of this fits together.
Maybe we could find something like that.
Flowcharts.
Flowcharts. Anybody got any flowcharts they can send in? Send them on in.
Flowcharts.
Send them in on stuff we don't talk about. We'll look at them.
Yeah, any flowchart. We're into it.
We're geeks.
Flowcharts and bathrobes, so we can wear bathrobes and look at flowcharts. That's pretty much all I want in life right now.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
You get a lot of information all at once. I love it.
Definitely, and it's laid out.
About the videos of the people. Did you guys ever watch the one video of the girl who was like there trying to leave? She like locked herself in one of the bedrooms because they took all of her money. She'd left once, but she came back because her son was there. And then she's trying to leave again and they like stole her SIM card from her phone so she couldn't use it. So she grabbed someone else's phone and started a live. And then when they finally started to let her, they like started packing up the house like they were all going to leave. And it was just weird. And then there's also another video of like his baby mama after they all got arrested in Hawaii.
She's sitting there with her son and it's just, you know, your heart goes out to them because it's like...
They're scared.
They're scared. They're people and they're scared.
Well, and it's hard to just be like, we weren't doing anything wrong. I mean... Yes, they broke some laws, but up until then, like, what really were they doing? And I guess we'll never really know because it is still very new. Like,
back in the day, if you're in the jungle, you're playing with the turtles if you find one.
I mean,
that's what you're going to do. I mean, don't play with the turtles. It's illegal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Don't play with the turtles.
No, play by them, like frolic by them, but don't touch them.
Yes. Yeah. watch them.
But I could see back in the day, we didn't know about the enzyme, and I'd play with the turtle. I'd catch them all. I'd dig a pool right by the beach. I'd put a fence around. We'd have names for them all. They'd all have jobs, you know. Oh, here's our blacksmith, Bob.
He's like, I just want to go swimming. Like, let me out of here.
You're our like, turtle no. now, Bob.
Our turtle now.
And that's probably how carbonation feels.
Are they really, like, living off of the earth, even though they are living in houses? But I'm sure if they actually had the ability to just, like, live in tents and things, they probably would.
I have a feeling we'll find out. They're,
Where in the mainland are they going to be able to do that?
Utah.
Well, I suppose. I know there's a bunch of...
I would advise them to go to Utah.
I would totally, you know...
There like are a bunch of those abandoned Mormon towns.
Dude, there's a lot of abandoned old towns, and they
they could go to Woodside.
They just decriminalized polygamy.
Did they?
Maybe they should go to Utah. All right, Nature Boy, if you're listening, Woodside is beautiful. There's llamas there. There's a geyser. There's all of these old abandoned buildings.
What, a river? We've swam in it.
We have. We've swam in it. We swam in the geyser. We met the llamas.
And like I said, there's a lot of other towns too, because apparently the Jeffs also bought land in Minnesota up near Fargo. They have like 600 acres.
No way.
Yeah. I don't think they'd like Minnesota. It's too far from the tropics. But so is Utah.
But I'm just saying that's why there's so much space.
So let's go to Florida. Florida.
They could get it.
Yeah, they would probably go to Florida. They're probably going to Key West.
Who was talking about that first?
He went to Florida on a road trip.
Yeah.
So y'all keep an eye out on the Florida man thing, because it might be Nature Boy.
What about Louisiana? Is that close enough?
It's
cheaper.
It is, but it's also like the whole entire state is a floodplain, and it's like not tropic humid. It's just like boggy, nasty swamp humid. And I know Florida is that way, but maybe they'll go to Key West, or maybe they'll get into Jamaica.
What about California? Okay. You think they could do it?
I don't know if it's not humid there.
California is too pretentious.
Yeah, and it's at really expensive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think. No. Yeah. Hawaii was pretty perfect.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll. Well, I guess we'll keep an eye on the situation. If any of y'all out there listening know anything about where Nature Boy and his crew are landing, or anything you want to give feedback or suggestions or just anything that we missed, let us know.
We would love some updates. Thank you so much, Becca. Thank you so much, Krista. This was a fun subject that you found.
Thank you, Krista. It was just random.
Yeah, I guess one more bit of Nature Boy wisdom. You know, when people would come at him, upset with him, he'd say, "This has nothing to do with me. This is just how you perceive me." You know, I feel like that can be true sometimes, but it can also be used as an excuse to treat people like shit. So, you know, there's a lot of gray area. And again, I feel like it's the place of the people that are inside of it to make that determination, and not outsiders imposing their views.
I agree. You can speak your truth, but you don't get to be an asshole.
Yes.
No. But if you let me, that's on you.
Thank you so much for being with us. Join the Crime Juicy Gang on their Patreon and Instagram at Crime Juicy Gang. Also, follow us on Facebook at Crime Juicy. Thanks, gang.